Ah, yes. Wasn't that One Direction?
They easy.
They are literally history now.
Yes, they are.
They went off in five directions, as Alana brilliantly pointed out off there. So, yeah, always credit. Always
credit, you do,
the
yeah.
The best jokes.
Yeah.
Jodie, Penworks Media. Now, the last time you came in to talk about Penworks Media was about a year ago.
Yes.
And as far as I was aware, you were a publisher of
books
by authors. I gather that the remit has broadened slightly. Is that right?
Yeah, very recently, really. And I mean, it was through no decision that was made. It wasn't a preempted thing. But because we were kind of meeting so many talented people from different areas, there were singer-songwriters, editors, filmmakers, writers, actors. We've kind of taken a couple of steps to become a talent agency. So we are a publisher. We'll always remain a publisher, and we will publish future works for our writers. But yeah, we're stepping into new ventures, new exciting things. And we have like our first music video coming out next month, for example, which I think is impressive, Alana, don't you think?
It's a good one. It is very impressive. Yeah, I watched it and it kind of like, it did something to me. Yeah, I was triggered.
But again, so the artist is a guy called Rosenchild. He's very new. We're releasing his first single. We have a whole plan for how to release his first album over the next year.
Yeah.
So it's a great project. I love working with a guy. I've known him for about 8 years.
If only there was some sort of a special show on The Voice that specialised in doing unsigned artists.
That would be good. You could play it if there was such a show.
Yeah, yeah. Say it was on a Thursday night between 6 and 10.
Sounds like a plant.
If only that were the case. Yeah. Yeah. Although technically, I mean, he is a signed artist because we've signed him, so I don't know if that gets him.
Yeah, I my definition of unsigned is you're not with either Sony
or Endeavor.
There
if
you go.
With one of the big three, or one of their subsidiaries, if you're not with one of them, then
we'll get.
Do we get an exclusive first play?
Simon's
dying.
I've got a cold. I'm getting over a cold.
Oh, any excuse. By the way, we had so much talk about cakes, Alana. The last 2 weeks, Simon promised he'd bring in a cake.
Oh.
And then, he claimed to have brought in a cake. So I brought cake.
It's okay. Radio.
And
I've got this beautiful big chocolate cake.
Yeah.
This
cake that we've got here.
And this time we've actually brought it.
Dragon cake.
Right here.
I can't do the whole pretending things are real on radio.
You're a writer.
I'm
not very good.
It's right here. You just can't see it. The screen is in your way.
So. Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
It's a right. lovely.
What do you think of the dragon on top?
3D
it's beautiful.
Dragon
isn't it?
Cake. It's, great. It's like, yeah.
It's scales. Look at the scales.
Scales and everything. Yeah.
I feel like I'm a bit of a letdown because I only brought some chocolate brownies. Although my chocolate brownies.
Here are the brownies over on this side. They're on my left.
My chocolate brownies are at least real. So, sorry. Now, that was really stupid of me because we had a flow and I interrupted it and went off at a tangent. I do that.
So unlike you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Got distracted by cake.
Yeah.
So, Rosenchild. Is that all one word?
No.
No?
First and a second name.
Okay.
So, Yeah, I mean...
That's an unusual name.
Well, it's a performance name.
Okay,
it's a stage name.
Yeah.
Taken from, because his mother is Nigerian and Rosen is a family name. And so he's done it for emotional reasons. But he is about to burst onto the scene. He'll be in your ears very, very shortly.
In your ears.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
He actually was
inspired to write a song based on Dragon Speaker. So...
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I was very privileged to be one of the first, I think, to hear it.
Yeah. So again, next year, we will officially be launching the Dragon Speaker song.
The musical. Oh, sorry.
The musical.
Just the official song at the moment.
Depending how crazy we get, we might do like a kind of a dragon-y themed music video.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
It will happen.
It'll happen.
But again, you see how naturally these artists are kind of doing things together. So to us, it made sense to start representing them and start putting projects under their nose and getting things off the ground, and it's working really nicely.
It's really exciting. Oh, you must have been on a massively steep learning curve, though, in the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were on a steep learning curve for the publishing of print books, but then you've done audiobooks, and then you're going into music, and there's a whole different load of stuff that you've got to learn.
Yep, lots about. Of actors as well now. So we're signed up as an agent on Spotlight and Casting Call Pro. So we're getting all these castings through and you know, acting as an agent and a manager to the people we represent. So we sit down, have regular meetings, make sure people know what they need to do next to get where they're going. But, you know, it's, like I was saying, it never really feels like work. And if it ever does, I think you would stop doing it. Yeah. It's a constant 24/7 thing, but I absolutely
love
it. Who's
stand out? Who do you think you're going to make it? You're going to be the one that's going to kind of really... but with the exception of... Alana's already made it. She's already...
I'm here. I'm on the voice of that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean... Literally, if we're signing someone up, it's because we think they are exceptionally talented. I am excited for both Alana and Rosen this year coming up because there is so much happening.
Yeah.
The beauty of having an artist like Alana is we can do things like audiobooks. Because she's a performer, she can naturally step over and do the readings and things. And because we get on so well together, we can experiment with things and it never feels like there's pressure on it. And of course, we know there'll be mistakes along the way, but that's fine. It's the same with Rosen Child. And, you know, this is his first single he's released. He's been playing music on the circuit for 12 years, never released a single, never made a music video. So we're doing all these things that are really, like, uplifting him and making him motivated to keep going.
How did you work out how to make a music video? I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
Well, I mean, my background was always in filmmaking. When I first moved to London, I was doing a lot of production with TV commercials and things. And
oh, so it makes sense.
It's been a very strange kind of 15 years since I've moved to London. I've done lots of little jobs that suddenly seem like they've come together.
Yeah.
Because even being an agent or a manager to an artist, you need lots of strange little skills to be able to do it. And
question to you both.
Yes.
Have you, say 5 years ago, did you imagine you'd be at this stage now?
Absolutely hope so, yeah.
Did you really? You really thought, I want to have an empire where I've got actors and I've got musicians
Jody
and I've got authors?
Jody definitely wants to build an empire, yeah.
That's on the way. That discussion happens every day.
Right. I mean, I kind of like, as a child, you know, you always hope, especially if you're a creative, you always want to be famous, you want to get the Oscars, you want to, you know, be published. But for a long time, it felt very much like just dreams, like unattainable dreams. But now that I'm closer and I'm like on my way, it feels...
So you do feel like you're on a path.
Oh,
absolutely,
yeah. And
you've got an end goal. That's great.
It's very much
so few
like
people,
I have a
trajectory. Everybody has a dream
now,
but so few people actually work towards that dream.
Well, yeah. I had all those dreams when I was young and thought I was going to live in a great big house, which I designed myself on graph paper like you do. And
with the fireman pole going from your bedroom to the dining room, right?
Yeah, the kind of thing, yeah. The slide going out the bedroom window into the swimming pool.
Oh, into the swimming pool, yes.
Yeah, you have to have all those things. They're kind of basic.
I had that too.
and then sort of around about my sort of late 20s, early 30s, it just all started to go downhill really fast. I just thought, none of this is ever going to happen. I'm now 52, just turned 52, and never before in my life have I felt like it could happen the way I do right now.
Yeah.
I more believe in it now than I did
never
when I was 19.
Never too late to have a water slide going from bedroom to school. Never too late to attain that dream.
I might not bother with that.
No?
Your
no.
kids would love it, though.
Well, what is the point of being rich and famous, then?
not. I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm not entirely sure. Now the point of being rich and famous is to help other people who aren't rich and famous.
Oh, well, that's a good answer. That'd
be the only thing I'd want to do with my money now is kind of like, oh, yeah, he's talented but hasn't got any money to get his start in life. I'll help him.
If only there were more like you.
I think, though, you can see artists like you have the George R.R. Martins, you have the Ian McKellens as an actor. And they must have had those times where they thought, you know what, I'm getting on a bit, I haven't had my breakthrough, it's not going to happen. But what they constantly did was they constantly tried, and they were constantly playing their trade and constantly learning.
Yeah.
And then things just opened up for them at the right time. And I honestly think that happens if you just keep plugging away. The chances of it happening one day, it's
more
likely.
Wasn't it
like
Samuel L. Jackson didn't really get a big break until Pulp Fiction, and he was like late 30s, early 40s, I think.
Yeah, because he pops up in so many minor roles in old like 80s films now. And that was it.
Then boom, made, done.
Which is, yeah. So
the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And Ollie, I can see that big house with the slide. It's coming.
You got to make the slide happen, though. You can help other people. You can be a philanthropist, but you have to.
Well, I could always let people go on the slide.
If it doesn't come out,
it can come out of like a special room where people can just go in free and just go up the stairs to this room. It doesn't actually lead onto the rest of the house, and they can just go in.
Yeah.
That'd be fine, wouldn't it?
Even if you have an office, and if someone annoys you, you push them down it. That's cool.
Right.
There'll be a use.
No, that's the alligator pit.
Come to think of it.
In your basket.
Alligator pit?
Yeah.
That could be in the next book with Felix.
Good, couldn't it?
I got a feeling actually tort law might prevent me from just having a free slide for people to go on, though.
All right.
Anyway, that's enough about me.
Alligator pit.
have we got an event guide lined up?
We have.
You're not doing any more book readings in Barnstable, are you? You're not doing a signing or anything like that, are you, that I need
not,
to tell people about?
Well, not scheduled.
No, we're leaving, 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
But Alana's always going to be coming back and doing events and things. And
yeah.
What's nice is you're building always that database of contacts. So straight away, the library do things for us. We went to Blue Coat School today, which was absolutely amazing.
That looked fantastic. You've got a kind of a video screen behind you showing kind of a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. We
This is great.
We set up the projector and we have this little promo countdown video. And we also showed the book trailer, the 30-second version of the book trailer, just to get people hyped up, jazzed up a little bit before I come out on stage.
It really does. It gets them pumped.
Yeah.
And you had 136 kids. What age group were they?
They were years five and six. 10 and 11.
Okay. And they were great. They were really fantastic.
Yeah,
they were so well behaved throughout the reading. And it's not a short reading. I'm reading the prologue, and that's like, that's a good 20-minute bit.
Wow.
But they were very well behaved, and then they had like so many intelligent, involved questions. Afterwards, we did a little Q&A session. And, so many hands shot up, and I was just, like, floored. Because I feel like American kids are not like that. I feel like when I was that age, I was, like, not paying attention to anything.
Well, we were saying even adult audiences we've had, they don't ask the questions of these kids. And in the end, we had to stop them because we ran out of time, and some of them had bought books,
really?
And we had to sign them and things.
And they were so cute. They were, like, a few kids came up and got books for themselves afterwards. And there was one young girl who was like, I want to be an author. Do you have any words? Like, I've already finished 3 books. And I was like, oh, girl, like,
wow,
you're blowing me out of the water. You know? And she was telling me about her books. They were about dragons. And so I was like, I want to publish a book from you. And there was another young girl who, she was like so excited. And she's like, can I have a hug? And so adorable.
It was great.
And just like a really, really intelligent, like, kids who loved reading. And that makes me happy, like, to see kids who... You know, and I asked them, like, what are your favorite books? And they were all answering, like, obviously these were the kids who liked fantasy books. Because
right.
It was all, Harry Potter, Chronicles
of
Narnia,
stuff like that. Just all the kids. They were the kids that were interested in coming to see you sort of thing.
I think the teachers had pretty much handpicked the ones they thought would be interested enough from those 2 years.
Brilliant.
And so we had quite a dedicated group. But it was amazing. And I mean, for me, I think it's so important. I know when I was at school, we didn't really have things like that. And I always think a good teacher is the salt of the earth. They make the world go round. But
God, I love teachers. Good teachers.
They're great. But I mean also, when you're young, you want to see like someone in their profession that's doing it come and do something like this reading because it just shows you it's possible.
Yeah.
And as good as a teacher is, there's always going to be that disconnect with author. And then a kid who's interested in writing is suddenly like, wow, this...
Like, I could do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's really... encouraging about what we're doing with these.
If this Fantastic. Person can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Surely.
let's have this event guide.
Okay.
Because you've been ready for now for a couple of minutes at least, haven't you?
I'm there. I'm
born ready, weren't you?
Born ready.